Kumlen la black and mother rubs up kuf yuches on a base in the middle of the page. That's towards the end of today's Gemara. Amar abchi barashi amar rav. Kuf yuches on a base. Right in the middle of the page. Can't miss it. First of the line is amar rav. Lodi Gemara rav chie barashi says name of rav. Yesh yad letuma. He believes. Remember, yad is a handle. There is a din of yad when it comes to tumah to pass tumah on, as we learned before. But then yad lehechsher to prepare food to become tummy, the handle doesn't help. It has to be the food itself that becomes tummy. The food itself has to become tummy. Says the Gemara, if the hand became wet, does not in any the stem, let's say, doesn't affect the fruit whatsoever. Rabbi Rebbe says yes, yad tumul lehechsher. He holds that there is a yad for both. Mike Mitzvah Machlekes Iboy. You say one. You can say Svara Argin and Svara. Iboy say Makra Pasik. Iboy is a Makra. We can say we're Argin and Pasik. Marsover. One opinion is Mikra Nigdash Lefana. The Pasik is Dashin before it. V'loy Lifnei Panav. The Pasik before we learn that Zera Zeruah, which is yad, talks about becoming tamei. But two Pesukim before talks about if you place water on the Zera. So he holds you only learn one Pasik before, not two. So when it comes as far as Tumah is concerned, yad is included. But as far as to be machshet to prepare the food of the yad, the handle of the stem becomes wet, it doesn't have any bearing on the fruit itself. Abimasavar and Rabbi Yechon is of opinion that Mikra Nidus Lefanov Ulefnei Fanov. You go back to Pesukim. Iba Yisei Mesvara. It's a Svara. Masavar Hechshet. The preparation for becoming Tumah is that really the beginning of Tumah? That's just the preparation. We say the same thing by a mitzvah. The preparation for a mitzvah, Hechshet mitzvah, is that a mitzvah also, or is that just a preparation? And here we see exactly the same machlekes. Not that I've ever seen the tie two together. But there are the big machlekes by a mitzvah. The Hechshet mitzvah is kmitzvah not. And here you see right here the same machlekes by Tumah. What we see here, Ma'asavar Hechshel is Tchilas Tumi, and Hechshel is the beginning of Tumi. Ma'asavar Hechshel Lav Tchilas Tumi. Rabbi Yechon holds that the preparation of Tumi is the beginning of Tumi, so therefore, the Yad, just like it comes Tumi, also can be prepared the food to become Tumi. And the other one, and the Rav says no. Rav says that Hechshel is not a Tchilas Tumi. It's just like Hechshel is not beginning of Mitzvah, it's just a preparation. So even though the Torah tells us that when it comes Tumi, if the handle can bring the Tumi or pass the Tumi out, but it cannot bring the preparation for the Tumi. Tanya covers the Rechmi, actually, in the Brahis like a Bechna, and Kishem, she yes, yad the Tumme, Kach, yes, yad the Hechsher, clearly, there's a yad for Tumme, there's a yad for Hechsher. Or Kishem, she ain't make Kabbal Tumme El Yishal, and just like a Tumme, cannot become Tumme, unless you cut it off. While it's growing, there's no Tumme by Mechubbe, while it's growing, is Kach so too. It cannot be pre-kabbal preparation until you cut it off. Otherwise, every fruit is prepared because it rains sometime. And if you can tell me when it gets wet while it's growing on the tree, it's ready prepared to kabbal tumah, then how can there ever be a fruit that's not prepared to kabbal tumah? So therefore, it only happens when you cut it off. Oh, but after that, Anu machlekes, Rav says, Ein yad lepachas mikazais. Rav says, there is no yad, in other words, even though we said before, you need a beya, the size of an egg, to generate tumah, according to Rashi, to accept tumah. You have a few pieces together, and the aggregate is a beya, but you have one of the pieces of food that has a handle, and that's how the tumah is going to be brought to this whole group, through the handle. According to Rashi, they don't even have to be one piece, you know, attached. They can be separate, disparate pieces touching each other, but the yad itself has to have on it at least a kazayis of whatever the food is, the meat, a kazayis of meat. But the ain shemel apachemik, when it comes to a shemel, again, you need a full size beya. But when it comes to a shemel, when is a shemel considered that it can generate tumah if it's surrounding a piece of food the size of a bean? Smaller than a kazayis, but it has to be a little bit chashev, the size of a bean. Yeah. For example, we had a bone with marrow inside, so the bone itself is the shemel. It has to have at least marrow the size of a bean. That's Rav's opinion. So a yad needs a kazayis, and a shemel needs a bean. However, Rabbi Yechon argues, he says, yes, yad l'kazayis, a yad can be even less than a kazayis, but the minimum size is a bean. But the shemel, the parakul, but it comes to shemel, there's no minimum size. So when it comes to a yad, says Rabbi Yechon, I disagree with Rabbi, holds another kazayis, the size of a bean that has to be holding onto. And then the total aggregate is a beya. But when it comes to a shemel, even less than the size of a bean is still a shemel. Says he right, it makes sense. The piece of meat that not the shomer, the thing inside the shomer. can be less than the size of a bean. Small little bone with a drop of marrow. It's a shomer, for example. So that has a question. Mesa has a question. Shnei atzama is in order to make this tumah of touching, tumah of lifting, and the tumah generated is sitting in your house. Oil. For being an oil, you need a kazayis of meat to be an oil. A bone is not metame unless it's raven with most of the skeleton. So what happens? Shnei atzama is two bones. Valeyen shnei chatzay is esim. On top of them, you have two half olives of. So the bone is not a shomer; it's a handle. Because it's not it's on top of them, there was meat. So the bone is how you hold the bone to eat to get the meat. That's called a handle. So it's a yad. So you have two bones, and on them were two half azaysim, the hechnis rosheim, and you brought inside, not the sides with the meat, but the other side where the handle was. Shnai lebayis, lebayis malim. So the total, if the aggregate is a kazayis, habayis tummy. So what is it in Tanakama? If we're talking about a yad, we see from the Tanakama that you don't need each bone to have a kazayis of meat. Even half a kazayis is enough. That's what it seems. So it seems like the Tanna Kama does not agree with Rav, because Rav says you need a kazayis. However, Yehuda, if it's Tomad Yad, Yehuda ben Kusa, but it doesn't say it's Tomad Yad Hashem. It sounds like it's covering both. The problem. So okay, so this is a problem in Rav, if you talk about in the case of Yad. And Yehuda ben Kusa, I'm sure Yaakov, hey, no. It can't be that two bones combined. Each bone has to have a kazayis. And it sounds from here, whether we're Tomad Yad or whether Tomad Hashem, even if it's just marrow, which means again, And here we see that by marrow, you also need a kazayis. Akasha and Rav, Rav said that by shomer you don't need a kazayis. A bean isn't good enough. But Rav, hi, ben my club. Which what? How is an Rav going to know? We're talking about yad or talking about shomer? Ibi, you have talking about yad, kasha desha. You said a yad, you need a kazayis. Including the Tanakama, half a kazayis is enough. And Ibi, talking about shomer, kasha sefer. You say shomer is a bean, and I've heard Ben Akuta says a shomer also needs a kazayis. Very simple. Ibi is aima b'shomer. I'll say we're talking about only one thing. Whichever thing you want to. I can learn it from either only Shemir or only Yad. And you're right. I only hold like one of the opinions. Ibo is saying, I'm talking about Yad. I'm holding the Kuda that a Yad is a Kazayis. Like a second opinion says you need a Kazayis. And that's talking about Yad. Or Ibo is saying, Shemir. I hold like Tanakama that a Shemir doesn't need a Kazayis. Not like Yehuda ben Akuta. And Abiechan also has the same problem because he holds that a Yad doesn't even need a Kazayis. Only needs a bean. And yet Yehuda ben Akuta says you need more. I'm a Kula b'Yad. He said, the holding is talking about a Yad. And I hold like a Tanakama that you don't need a kazayis even up to the size of a bean. Toshma coming here. Rabbi Yehuda says kulyis a thigh bone sheyeshala kazayis. A thigh bone and has marrow inside. Yesh Allah, because even though it says yesh Allah, it means the marrow that's inside the bone is a kazayis. We're talking about a shame here. And basa, because I basa goyredes kula if you letuma. So that kazayis makes the entire thigh tummy. In other words, if it was together, it was a beya. Remember, it had to be a beya. So we had this thigh and some other things, and the sheretz touches anywhere, everything becomes tummy. As long as there's a kazayis, here we're talking about a shaman has to have a kazayis. A chedim, say, a filu, ain't a lelakapul. Even if you don't have a kazayis on the side of the bean, goyredas, kula, the tummy, the entire bone becomes tummy. Now, but Rav, how is he going to learn this? But my muklam, are we talking about yad or shemir? Again, it's not clear. Are we talking about marrow, or are we talking about the meat on top of it? Ibe yad, the meat on top of it, and he said a yad needs a kazayis, kasha sefer. It says in the sefer, the chedim say that even the size of a bean. But you just say that by yad, you would have to hold the minimum as a kazayis. And ibe shemir, since it's talking about both yad and shemir is a problem that Aisha. You say shemir the size of a bean, that Aisha says that it has to be, the Tanakhama says it has to be a kazayis. What's going on here? Again, we'll say it's talking about only one case, either yad or shemir. Ibe is aimed by yad, vudomu, kurabihuda, what? That has to be a kazayis. Kurabihuda says in the beginning it has to have a kazayis. Or ibe is aimed by shemir. Or talking about a shemir, and lachedim is the size of a bean. And rabbi yechon on the same problem, kula b'shemir. It's all talking about a shemir. And he holds like the achedim. What's the problem? Rabbi Yechon says by a shemir you don't need any minimum, and yet the achedim say it has to be the size of a bean. Achedim say even if there's only a size of a bean, sounds like that's the minimum. Achedim hokapulka amri, they say the size of a bean. Singer says no. Rabbi Yechon said that even though they said even the size of a bean, they didn't mean yitaka need the minimum size of a bean. They're just saying even the size of a bean, but even less. I did the Kama Tanakama Shiuda. The Tanakama gives a mount. And he says, the Kazayis come in. They want to show and how emphatic they are to argue. Now, I mean, they also give a share, a much smaller share. But there is nothing much smaller than the kidney, so they kapul didn't mention pool. Omar Rava says, Rava, I'll prove it to you. The Bishayman is talking about a Shayman. The Tony Kuli is a thigh. A thigh bone has a lot of marrow in it. Mami, no, a thigh bone. What's a thigh bone? Mainly marrow inside. eat when we learn. Rabbi Chanina Amarchina says zehushir. When it says the achenu says the size of a bean, they talk meant that's the minimum size, and they're agreeing with the rav. And Rabbi Yechon Amar ain zehushir. He's saying even a bean, but can be small as well. Stand a shir. Rabbi Yechon Shitase. When it comes to a shayim, there's no minimum. Voktoni, it says kipul. What do you mean, no shir? It says pool. I did the comment, Talikama Shira, come in Amishura, as we said before, because the Talikama says it has to be Kazai, so he has to come up and say another shir, so the next lower shir is even the size of a bean. But it doesn't mean that the minimum size has to be a bean. It can be even less than that. Toshma, come in here, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, Metaihe b'shal pool. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, we're talking about the shemir of a bean. He says, you have a number of pods that you have these beans that grow inside the beans. So he says there's no din of a shemer by a bean. There's no din of a shemer by an actual bean because the beans, it doesn't need a protection. It's big and very easy to clean. So what does it need protection for? Little legumes, for example, need protection because they're small. He said when it comes to a bean, there's no shemer. He holds no shemer there because you don't need the shemer. You don't have to protect the bean. It's so easy to clean it. It's big. So therefore, the shemer does not bring tumah, take out tumah. But if you're talking about little kidneys, tiny legumes, there you need a shemer because it's very small and they can get dirty and it's very hard to clean. So you're happy for it to have a cover to protect it. So that shemer brings the tumah and so on and so forth. You want them to protect the kidneys, they shouldn't get all dirty and so on. Yeah. And we're talking about all up, there's a bunch of beans here that add up to a bay. And the question is, if the sheretz only touches the shemir, does it pass the tumah? If it's around the bean, no, because he says no shemir. If it's around the kidneys, it does. So what do we see clear from here? That there is a shemir for less than the size of a bean. There's a shemir here for the less, that's kashan rav. Rav says a shemir is the minimum size of a bean. We're talking about kidneys, which is smaller than a bean, instead of a shemir. We're talking about a stalk. And we're talking about kidney, we're talking about a stalk, you know, a whole stem that has a number of pods in it. And we're not talking about shemer at all, we're talking about yad. You pick up the stalk, you have a bunch of pods in there. And if the yad became tumah, does it pass the tumah onto to the rest of the pods or not? So if you add all the shabit in there, all the pods, you'll have more than a kazayas there. And by a pool, by a bean, you don't even need a yad. It's so big, you can pick each one up by hand. When you need a yad, by those small, tiny ones. Sounds like you need it to cover the other ones. But tashmishin, not bin mashmishin to cover it, but tashmishin to be able to use to move it around. It's much easier if you have this, if you're holding on to the stalk and it has so many pods attached to it. We had yesterday in the Gemara, kozera zeruah, and every seed that you have, kederech shebnei adam, just like people might see in chita b'kliposa, they take a wheat with its peel, b'se'oira b'kliposa, and a barley with its peel, v'adoshim b'kliposa. So we're talking about a shemir there, and a lentil. How big is a lentil? So we see that even smaller than the size of a bean, you can have a shemir, kashan rav. So my answer is beri yishayni. When does Rav say the minimum size of a shemir is the size of a bean if it's a part of something? For example, a half a bean. But if you have a full bean, we had before already a concept that a full, even an ant, if it's a full thing, it's chashuv. So here also, this is how it grew, so it's chashuv. Boy, Rav Eish has a question. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Okay.